can see, the next we won't be, the next people are not speaking because it's a substitute of and immediately when we come back, members will realize that in the 12th of August, there is a briefing by the Minister of Transportation and he's placing under consideration on the new department and its reporting entity. So meaning that we are getting, we have found out from the President that the person who has been in with issues of functioning and all in the Minister of Transportation and Administration. And therefore, we actually want the Minister to be able to say new process so that we're all clear what, where are we, what are we working, and you know, that I mean, and understand in terms of also moving forward. Is there any other questions you can be able to engage? We go to the very critical process after we've seen the proclamation from, you know, from the website and so on, but we also need to just get that. For the first time, we're just kind of a committee, and this was important for us to proceed on that. Because now, we when we were starting as a committee, there was a suggestion from the side of the committee section that we have an assessment, you know, of sector analysis in terms of our area. But we actually suspended that because we wanted to focus on the annual performance plan. And also, because Tortilla and GA, and just suspended that aspect. But it's important for us to just engage in terms of the understanding, you know, the feel of our environment, the scope of work and the issues that we're involved in. And those are some of the people who've been working in that sector. I know for a fact that the content advisors were wanted a person from ICT, which I think, you know, it might overload us. So let's focus on our area. But members, this number three, that we still need that different ranges, we can actually look into that. But in my opinion, I think let's familiarize ourselves about our scope of work, where we are, before we can take other things. We, you know, so that we start to divide the work as areas now and look at the areas of collaboration when they're there. But after we understand things, I thought this will also help in terms of us just understanding the environment from the team. On Tuesday the 19th, members will see that we have put the adoption of those minutes for the grand committee was joined with other committees. No. Can I just make a correction there? Actually, that adoption of minutes goes to the 22nd of August, not on that day. Because the 22nd of August, that's when we're in grand committee. We're not a grand committee on that day, that's our committee. And part of the agenda items that I mentioned, the members will know that those are the members that we made a commitment that we prioritize those issues. And of course, as a matter of fact, we thought this would be the very first meeting once we start to move on. And the other thing, the motivation was there. We were looking also at the surveillance of others when the public protectors respond to the report so that we don't have a meeting when we are also told that by 14 the meeting is still coming. So for us, the 19th is in alignment with all the issues, and there on the day, we will be having a briefing by the Minister of Communications on the public protector report on the South African Protecting Corporation activity. So the 17th of August will have been passed by then. And therefore, it is meeting because we're working also with climate development so that we also we have aligned all our work. We don't want a meeting for the sake of having a meeting, but we want a meeting that will see for summer in terms of working. We don't want a meeting that will set up a few meetings and so on. And then we have also a briefing by the SABC on its 12th only. You know, we thought we would just take those things to the we believe that we achieve everything that needs to have been in the government. On Friday, the 22nd of August, we will be having a joint meeting on the portfolio committee communications and also communication and consultation. And we're looking at the CASA. You can realize that the CASA is one of our chapter 9 institutions that the latter part of our website is based on them. As an independent body that will be working with the team. Also, we have the annual performance process where there are issues we wanted to hear and discuss with the CASA. to deal with that. And in addition to that, honorable member, the chair of CHEM has also indicated that there's a focus of the independent institution supporting democracy, which started some years back. And I remember when I was in public administration, I was once coordinating a report on that. That process is on. We'll be meeting minutes after this meeting and we'll be asking to the meeting of CHEM. So part of it will do what is required from our side, so that as a committee we can be able to interact and have a fruitful input and contribution to those processes with a knowledge and an understanding, and also afterwards interacted with the council. If there are issues that we really need to indicate as a committee, we'll then stand a chance because Parliament is not the only institution supporting the next. Okay, the other ones I'll just go quickly on them because it's the 26th where we have now the briefing by the department on its quota expenditure report, which is part of the requirement. Also, issues. You know, what I've encouraged members is that all issues that we've picked up, we go along with them. We will highlight them and bring them back, you know, but we go along with the issues that we didn't get satisfactory answers, so that at some point we find one another with the department. It will also be another quarterly report on the CASAP, and then again there will be also on the 2nd of September we will be meeting the filling and publication report. We will be getting along the mandate and the challenges of the successor. We will be also interacting with them as part of the work that we will practical on our side. Moving to the 9th of September, if you look at it, you can see that already that is an alignment of the quarterly, the quarter expenditure report. And therefore, it's within the process and the, you know, part of what we're supposed to also to in terms of the Parliament's mandate and the that's what we'll be focusing on today. So, on the second, it's FACC and also MDB. On the 16th, we'll have the briefing by the Minister again on the establishment of a new department in the National and the Department of Communication Task Force. We are still looking to that, but we think it should be critical that we get also the kind of brief. So far, that is the proposal that we're bringing to the members in terms of the full function of the committee. We also take on board what planning we have in terms of compliance board, etc. And I am presenting okay, and also possibly what we need to correct the meetings we will start at 9:30 on the of course, there will be time for the certain members, such as 9 months, which is really a tight agenda and needs some extra time. So we'll just be on the first day. So that once the 9 members will be looking at the PC of the and the length of the session in the comments. Then we have another member. Another David. Thank you.
Then the briefing by the SABC on the skills audit, I see that that's on exactly the same day as the Prime Minister's briefing on the Prime Minister's report. I just feel that it's a huge, huge issue. And I'm just worried that we won't be able to do two documents for both of those in one day. That's the skills audit on the same day as the Prime Minister's briefing. And then lastly, there have been reports in the media about the chairperson of the SABC board. Not having the qualifications which she said she had when she applied for her position on the board. I did write a message to you, Chair, and you did respond to say that you are asking the Parliament legal team to look into whether this committee has any jurisdiction over investigating or summoning the chairperson of the board to this meeting at this place. So I'll obviously still wait and see that I would assume that any feedback from you would be very welcome. But I do think that that needs to be on the agenda at some point in the committee program, because it isn't urgent enough given the generalised problem of lack of skills with the SAB and the specific problem of the COO having lied about his qualifications as a public sector, as well as the allegations against the chairperson of the board. So I do think that that deserves its own account.
Any other issues or should I respond to the issue? Okay, I'll start with the issue of the responsibility of the food. Actually, in this one, I need to clarify that there are also something that also the minister does need to be aware of, so there are also responsibilities that are assigned to the chairperson of the committee. And there's a matter of principle. Committees have to, a chairperson also has to organize the committee to have a function of the committee. And I can imagine a situation where I come and say, one of the members is discussed, and you can say, I do have a responsibility to put up and also align the program with what Parliament is telling me. Because sometimes my feelings are one and need to wonder why the leading Parliament has a particular kind of alignment. So, that's why I'm taking up on the human work. So that's why I'm calling you. But if you can realize what I've said, which is that even though I'm coming from my home and bringing to the point, so that you can use it if it's personal, it makes sense. So that when the issue of such members comes to ladies like your lady group, we can be able to see how to use the relationship. And also, we support them to this different thing. Again, sometimes we can have this agenda, it can be adopted, it can be confirmed, that there might be changes if there's something that has come. You know, we said that there might be, so I do have to utilize the space as well. But it shouldn't be something that will shock everyone like that I do it. It should be something that members can realize that it's continuing in the way that it has a policy. So a part of it is there. In terms of how it should be like that, I'll bring the proposals to the committee, and committee members, if they have some opinions, or they want other things, or they want to stop it, even though she's taking this part, I won't mind, but definitely our guide in terms of the issues that we need to be here on the agenda for the committee. The second issue is on the chapter 10. I deliberately did not include the issue of the chairperson of the SABC board because it's a legal matter. So I will respond, in terms of how quite good process that is going on. I will actually respond and I will communicate. Also, depending on how am I going to in terms of the response. You know, but definitely the matter is being worked on. It's a matter overlooked by the program from Moscow. And not necessarily on the agenda, but it's attended at least. You know, and well, of course, I will outline and I will, maybe what I can do in the period, I might also do a response, written response. But I think it's fair for us to also to be talking through this. But definitely, as members should know, that the board of the SABC is appointed by this committee, and it is the responsibility of this committee if there are issues that are in state charge. I must say that to the member basis, that the So I think that the day when the SDGs come, even the issues of the ODP can raise up all other, you know, the skills for it. That's why I also put something like skills for it as well. You know, and issues are of competitive social, the community should be distinct according to the issues, you know, and it won't be right for people who are chess users to also be for oversight. That is a big problem. And I can assure the community that we will be coming from that. And that it will depend how the committee handles this thing. Because also, remember, we talk about rules, the independent bodies, the government, and ourselves. Are we able, as the community, to execute our money properly? It also comes and helps in being people with. And therefore, I think this parliament will be there will be times when we just have to do over. I know that there are sometimes these political differences and so on, but I'm sure at some point, whether we are in opposition, we are in party, we do have the responsibility to do oversight. So at some point, we need to do oversight as a community, and therefore, we just don't move in that direction. Otherwise, then, we might watch from the citizens of parliament.
Yeah, if you are done before the chair. Yeah, well, each time we raised the issue of the public protector's report, there was a legitimate response from some of the members of the joint executive committee, and that is, the report itself had not been served to the committee. So I want to see the wisdom, you will guide me, Chairperson, of our competently dealing with the Chairperson, with the Minister, responding to how the progress with regard to their dealing with the report and the recommendation, including the board, which is the second thing. The other thing was that there were things about the board that the PP report with. Wouldn't it be in the best interest of this committee to maybe on the 12th get a presentation from the public protector on her report, so that we engage about, I mean, everybody else did that in the public and so on and so forth. I thought that stage is critical for her to come and say, this is what my report says, this is how it was commissioned, all those things, and these are my findings. We sort of get competent with the content of the report, so that our engagement with the Minister and the SABC doesn't depend only on their reading of the report. We must have a collective reading of the report independently as a committee. I think it will strengthen our oversight and discussion of the report itself and make it. So that's my proposal. You'll guide you. I don't know what is the actual relationship between ourselves and the public protector, so that we can request either her to come or somebody to come and make a presentation on the 12th, which will be basically taking us through the report, its key points, and so on and so forth on the 12th. That's my first.
Okay, can I maybe respond to the request?
Okay.
Which one was the second? You know, I wouldn't like us to be delayed on the fact that you are focusing on the agenda, but I realize that what you are doing can have an impact on the agenda, that's why I actually allow you to secure it. I would like to tell that in the second one, that is related to the issues that are on the agenda.
Oh, yeah, I'm not just discussing agenda. I don't have other things today.
Yeah.
Today, I. Agenda. Yeah. Yeah, and then so. So that's the first one. And the other one is, I'm checking also on, do we want to say something about us discussing these things in the presence of the people who are affected by the report? Like Mr. Sandy, for instance. Should he come? I don't know. What do we do with that? Seeing that the report itself, at least as far as I know, but maybe having the presentation before will assist us to say how do we approach engaging with the SABC as well as the Minister about the implications of the report. And then really that's that off.
Yeah, on the first issue, that wouldn't we have the public protector? Two things there, Honorable Minister. The first mention is on the proof of use of means that is already done, and we're expecting the feedback from the minister. I would suggest that if we're not satisfied on that, then we can actually help the minister forward. At the other moment, the fact that we didn't really come on the issue of controlling and so on is because the minister has always given us the deadline that on this thing we are giving it to the public protector. So immediately we do that, it's like we're putting this way out of time to allow the processes to come together so that we do our oversight training on all that was like I'm saying, we find a situation when we ask the minister, we know that they are everything because they said the public protector is in her report on the is it disabling 16 or we have the 16th already, the process has to go. And in addition to that, you heard that Honorable David was already mentioned that these two agenda items were already told that these two agenda items might be too many possibly for that stage. Can we not, we can interpret it, not respond to that. But I was really, because the members said that, you know, to be a little bit possibly we start earlier at 9 o'clock. So that to accommodate, but we already have those two items. And like I indicated, the issue of the sector analysis, we actually cut it out during the course of the study with the committee, with a briefing for members, because we wanted to focus on the APP at the time. So it's already there, and we thought, let's clean out that, and then it is on the cross. I'm talking about the cross, and we finished it. And then the next day, once we have the skills audit, we can still plan better. Possibly, you know, like I'm saying, we can look into what were the outcomes, what could be a report that this to the public project would be. We're expecting a feedback as well. We can still plan better. If there's a way, if there's a need for us to look at the outcomes in terms of the way, or we can come still to them. Okay, and then, let's see. Okay, yeah, the Secretary is reminding me that the Minister did indicate that he is just honoring the commitment and the deadline of the public protector. And the committee has not received the actual report. Okay, now maybe let me check this out, look at it, and we'll talk about it in the next, but let me find the line. The other issue that I'm not sure, like I'm saying, we can see if you want to send it better, but we have the SAP system is not under the people already on our agenda. Because it's an issue that we need attention and it must be attended to. So that's allowing space for the professor report. And we don't want to call to many other collating items, can't we allow it for the, you know, but as for us, it's a serious matter. We did meet with the SAP system, by the way. Before there was also a minister, we had issues. And we all agree that some of the issues were not really satisfied with the SAPC. And therefore, for us, as the committee, the SAPC might be the same. You know, but now, along the way, in terms of the issue of the appointment and the issues that are already made, the issue that is raised by one of the things that can be changed to that. Of course, we know that as a committee, we don't deal with appointments at the lower level, it's not our area. But if then we have met the SAPC and we're not happy when we met them, and then like also issues that did that come. You know, so it's important for us. I'm sure it will really help us. The process of the public protector will definitely help us as a community to do this matter. So let's allow it that way. And of course, like I'm saying, if there's a need to say, for instance, on ACA, on the night we talk about ACA, we feel that things are too many. We can discuss a plot to have another issue. But the issue is that, are we going to do it? It's a test for us as a group. Can you be able to handle this mess? You know, from the side of over that profile, it's a test. You know, possibly it's one of the tests that said, if you can do it successfully, it will be measured by that. If you can really measure the impact, we will measure the people who discover, and they won't even take So we take it that let's I would say that I thought about the father again. I did respond to him one time in the whole statement that the whole thing said that I said my belief is that we need to do it on this. So I think to the best of my belief, my training was to take on for all that. And honorable Lewis, I don't really think it will really help for now. Okay. If we feel after the this meeting that we still need a public protector, we will do that. But it might be possible that we need also those institutions in the inside. Another public protector. Actually, we also need a public service commission because the other person needs that also of the public, especially the inside and all those issues that are risk or forward from the inside and all. The public protector, if there is a need for us to take them on board, we'll do that. But at the moment, my belief is that we have aligned our agenda in accordance to the process and the focus and the development of the patient in Kakamega. And the issue of Shaoubi's matter, let's plan it. Yeah, let's really plan it. I'll take advice from members if they have suggestions on how to plan. You know, if they are not satisfied about this and they want suggestions, I will keep an open line on that one. So long as the suggestions will help us to be more control.
Yes, Chair. I want to persuade the committee, but it's going to be very hard, I think, because like the auditor's report, when we were dealing with quarterly performance and budget, we got presentations like the program was such that before the institutions arrived, there were presentations and papers presented to us as the committee about from the auditors. That's why we could be able to raise auditors' issues prior. That is, the report was served to us prior. And in terms of process, I remember this. The every time we came to the PC's report in relation to the SADC, and I think it's legitimate, is that the actual report, apparently from, unless the chairperson says it has been said, but we had not collectively as a committee familiarized ourselves with what the public protector's report has said. It may not be here to say, but I'm persuading us that when the minister comes to talk about progress, we know what the report is saying because we would have gone through it like we do other reports. It is not to hold the PP responsible or something. It serves precisely like the auditor's report as an information basis, because that's what we're going to use to discuss with them. So that's really, I'm fine on the Saudi one and so on and so forth, but I see a danger of not the report is not served in front of the committee, but we're going to discuss it with the minister. It looks to me that we're jumping the gun. That's really what I'm saying.
Okay, I think
yeah.
We've got your point so that we don't see foreigners.
Okay, now I'm done.
remember, before I speak other hands, that the public protector also has a committee responsibility here in Parliament. Possibly part of it, we need to find out. I know that they were looking to the public protector. The public protector reports to the justice and personal law. And I'm sure the public will come to Parliament, but I'm not necessarily saying that. But I'm just cautioning that it's also a committee concern that doesn't report to the public protector. And with the part of it, they're dealing with all the reports and whatever. They were dealing with the APP. Also, we need to get that paper. You know, we need to, okay, maybe I'll liaise with the chairperson there. And, you know, let him come down. I can find out how we can handle that now. And how to see them.
Thanks, Jay. Norman, mine is too little. I just want to appeal to all the members to say that how if we lose after the 15th of August? Because also you must know that Honorable Nguzi, that is the date that was put by a public project. And we understand that if we cannot jump the gun, it will help us. So maybe if we can use that date of the 19th of August to meet and discuss fighting for tax issues, then it will help rather than before the 16th. I thank you.
Thank you, Chair. You have covered me on the other part. Yeah, because I'm sure the public protest committee might have prevented that for the justice for the country. But I think you are not wrong with your suggestion that we need also to look at the report. But my suggestion, Chair, was going to continue with the briefing on the news and see actually committed herself to come back after the meeting. We continue with that, but that does not stop the committee to again when we get the report, because we have that right also in this committee to make the communication to ask the report made available to us. And also individual parties in any case have the right to call for the report from the public protest. So that when we if we feel that we are not satisfied by the briefing of the minister, which in this case it would be like that because we have not seen, we have not read the report. We might say, Minister, we want you back. There are issues which we still want to take forward with you on the issue. So to me, really, it's not that much a strange match that we don't have it now. That is, it's going to be that only the 19th and the minister after that, we cannot raise anything around the issue. I'm raising this because at the same time, we must give the chairperson the task to interface with the committee or the chair of the Justice and Correctional Services so that we check what were the deliberations, what was presented there, so that if the chairperson can see if we can get that report as soon as possible.
Thanks a lot, Remember. Maybe before I speak others to summarize that issue. I don't really think there's anything wrong. That's what I'm going to call the police general, the public protector, something to commission. I'm telling you why. When we discussed with the committee section, I did raise the fact that maybe, you know, what the independent police do have some with the report we have in terms of us being a verbal, you know, just to a proper person. To our opposition, we can deal with that. I think the channel case that some. What we can do, what our wooden like us to do, what I'm now thinking, what I did raise that we need, you know, sorry, a kind of police, like the research and other, possibly the just end of public protection. What we have already called them is the one that you have. And I don't really think it's correct to call a person to come to them, group is one time, and it might be a little bit unproductive. Let's hear how she accounts. We have already put it across that the committee has started the intention to find out how this thing has gone on. My opinion is that let's hear the response. That response is the one that will help us to plan and move forward. If we're not happy, then the committee might set us how best to deal with it. What I remember when we discussed it, after the meeting that we had with the SAPs, I just thought that, you know, the areas of government and IT needs a lot of work that needs to happen, and maybe get a fresh work also on the public administration. Of various entities, not only SAPs in our age. You know, it's one thing that I raised is that, you know, we need to get the independent police and get the State Department to account on that. So that was my feeling. I thought quite a lot to bring in the case. So, the issue of the public protection maybe should not be a problem. But could we be allowed to get a minister at your court already to come and account for the court?
Is it your problem? This is a problem that I think the honest. One last thing. I do think we must check, because there was a procedural issue there. The chairperson must still check that procedural question of us, because the minister was responding to substantial. Had it not been of our insistence, minister would have not said, I'll come back and report on the public protector's report. The position of the chairperson at that time was that we can't even discuss that issue, because it has not come to the attention of the committee. We can't discuss the contents of the report and all these things. Now, why I was raising it is precisely because at the point at which we are dealing with it, I'm not reminded of procedural questions that I couldn't even find myself. So I would say, in as much as we conclude in the way that the majority of the House is wanting us to conclude, we must check that procedural question which the chairperson at that time was raising. That we can't speak to the PC's report, it has not been served to us, all those things. If we care without it being served to us, it must go on record like that, that there's been a change of heart or position. I don't know. I was worried about that particular procedural point. That's why I was reading it. Otherwise, I'm fine if the minister comes back to respond.
I know,
to
I'm
just
saying, okay. Actually, a personal shame to me, that's for myself. The culture was making an incident that I said. Actually, you know, but I know that the caution had to tell me when I'm in the culture, but I never did that. It was an input, you know, at the moment.
So it's not right.
No, I don't want to rule on the matter. But I'm actually saying that as the committee is then also, remember that to a certain extent, for me, sometimes when we are joined, you also have other things at hand. But when we are committed, we are committed now. We are planning our program, and then it's in the way that satisfies the members of the committee.
Sure.
Yes, another one said.
If you think my take is that at some stage, if there is a matter concerning an entity that we are also doing oversight on, I want to start with that one.
Yeah.
My take is that at some stage, this issue was still going to come to the court. If there is a matter concerning an entity that we are doing oversight, at some stage, we are going to come. But I'm saying I still want to persuade our leaders to say we must not be tempted to preempt what the minister is going to do on the entity concerning this particular
matter. Sorry, not protect each other. That's the way I'm saying.
No. That's why I had to start with that one. To say it will be wrong to suggest that this issue is now coming only because the committee insisted on the particular issue. At some stage it was going to pass. But I'm saying let's agree with the approach and say we will meet the minister on the 19th and we might not be tempted to preempt what the minister is going to say on the 19th if we have this particular meeting. And already we've agreed that if we still see there's a need for us to have an interaction with the public protesters on this particular meeting, it will be this committee that will take a decision immediately after this meeting, even in the absence of the minister. My take is that after the minister would have left, we will still meet at this level and make an assessment of the kind of implementation that we would have received from the minister on the particular level. But I'm insisting that it would be wrong for us to create an impression that this issue only arose because the committee insisted on the particular level. It might not be wrong. Thank you.
Okay, as much as I understand you,
exactly,
I hear what you're saying. I just want to remind the members that, remember, we were on a particular process in the past. We were looking at the annual performance plan. And of course, now we felt that we wouldn't focus on one particular issue. We wanted to look into the entire. There were also, there were other issues that have picked up, including the issue of the public protector. But not necessarily that it was a matter. When we pick up on SSDP, we discuss matters across board. And therefore, it is correct that we have all other issues. That's why I'm saying, when the minister comes as well, besides the issue of the public protection, there are issues that you raise as well. We can't say, okay, now we no longer care about all those issues that are so serious. We only want the public protection and report and where you are, you know? Remember now, there's an additional matter that has been raised, that Honorable James raised the issue of the appointment, you know? So once you get a response, we need to be satisfied across the board on all the matters that we're doing. It doesn't mean now, you know, because I'll be at pain if the committee wants to work on an issue specific. We need to have a broader view on issues. Yes, if that's just, you know, once we have a broader view, those that are coming on the right, you remove them. There are one that is a problem, you focus on it, because it is a problem. That is why I'm even saying, even going forward, our plan of action will be informed on how how did you care the response? What are the things that came up? Has it gone to Mr. Kingstone? That's how we're going to do it anyway. I always, you know, I normally say, all over time, we must congratulate the department really people, and that's what they're supposed to do, that we call it. That's what we're concerned about the things that we're going on, right? And that's what we're seeing from there. We can't stand a meeting where everything is going on, so that we're told, all and then we shut them. That is not fun. But when we plan our meetings based on where we're going, and we're not satisfied, there's a promise, and we will hamper on that stuff. But the council is elected, it's not only one area. We're all concerned about the business. You know, and when we're members are we want to deal with all these things. But also, there's the issue as well of the public protector. It's a matter, you know, we definitely need to get to what part of it the minister has been taking sides on that matter. But surely, like I say, not necessarily, it's an issue. It's there already, you know. It's an issue that we've always was there, of course. Later on, there are questions that maybe came that we realize that on appointments thereafter, you know, but that's there. Let's not say, but yes, every area where we did that, we would pull up issues. You know, from the school, we would put all those issues on things. We never had sufficient time to do that, not only at SEC. So many across board, you know, we should have also already had. And we're going to go into those issues. We never had time in the past. We're rushing over issues and wanted to deal with the resources. So that's how we're going to keep the process moving forward.
Sure.
Okay, honourable members. Now then, with the amendments and the suggestions that the members have already motivated. With all those issues now integrated, recalling that there's also institutions supporting democracy already in, and also the social report, which are also going to assist us to look into those programs that were discovered during the process of the meeting. Can we have a move for the adoption of the agenda on the
move for the adoption of the agenda?
Any September? September for honorable members. Okay. Number 10 for that fruitful engagement. I'm looking forward to all that, and also I'll be receptive to guidance. I will also take my meeting with this family to update that. But surely I'm taking that for going to the lady to be here, where you will do a presentation. And we always consult with one another democratically. Thank you so much, honorable members. I don't want to really keep you if they do need for us to do that. So for now, I'll be taking that.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Jess. Sorry, where are you from?
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir.
Good.
Are you doing good?
Yes.
We still need the physical address in the parliament.
Akashi Apas.
No, the Akashi Apas, but when you know, the house is not set in the schools, we need the physical address as well. If we can, we need to send documents and stuff like this.
I'll bring it later. I'm moving out.
Okay.